Make or break time in the debt debate. Both parties getting ready to meet on Sunday at the White House to finalize the deal. But what should they do? Some are asking God that very question.
What will Jesus do? What would Jesus do this weekend? So no matter where these meetings are being held, in the back room, in the cloakroom, at the White House, there has to be some feeling that the vulnerable people in the United States of America are going to be hurt.
Didn't see that coming.
No, can the man above actually help in this debate? Governor Huckabee?
Oh, listen, here's what I want to say. Sorry, Charlie. I mean, come on. First of all, this is a guy that had trouble paying his taxes. He ought to take a lesson from Jesus and at least get the coin out of the mouth of the fish and pay his own taxes. Jesus was willing to do that. That's what Jesus would do. He'd pay his taxes. But I came up with some scripture verses that I want to just use. Proverbs 22:7, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is slave to the lender. Psalm 37:21, the wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Deuteronomy 15:6, for the Lord your God will bless you as he has promised, and you will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. You will rule over many nations, but none will rule over you. And it goes on and on and on. I would suggest, Congressman Rangel, open your Bible, Old or New Testament. There's lots there to say. Debt is not a good thing for a country to be overwhelmed in.
So we actually have the answer. What would Jesus do?
Well, I think we kind of know that he wouldn't run up a $14 trillion debt and stick it on grandkids.
So, but should religion be part of this debate in this way?
No, I mean, I think it's a real stretch to reach out and to say that God has a particular partisan position on a policy in the government. The bigger principle is that you should not borrow what you cannot pay back. That's the problem in America. We have borrowed what we can't pay back. That is a biblical principle, and we violated that as a country.